Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
No.
It's actually so disrespectful. This guy was meant to come over, and I've been saying to him all week, are you coming Friday? Are you coming Friday? Are you coming Friday? Are you coming Friday? Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, we'll be here at 7:30. Yeah, okay. I'm going to do this today, babes, and I'll be here at 7:30. 7:30 rolls around. Anything? Hello?
Men are inside of women's down their guys are literally into a girl's.
We'll return after these messages.
Maybe it's the fact that you kept bugging him, and he just said to himself, this bitch is annoying. She's already not exactly, you know, as good looking as most of the women I date, but she's annoying as F too? Nah, I can't do it. Maybe that's why you got ghosted. Or maybe he really was physically attracted to you.
No, not a chance in hell.
But the constant pushing and pushing. Are we still on? 7:30, right? 7:30? 7:30? He just got the fuck out of there. I can't blame him. I really can't. I'm going to be nice and say this woman is average looking. What are the chances that this man that ghosted her is also an average looking man?
So you're telling me there's a chance?
I'm going to say pretty much a 0% chance. Because average men don't get that much play from women. So if you got a date set up, he's showing up. You can almost guarantee it.
I guarantee you that.
It might be the only accepted date he's received in 2 years. So he's showing up. So the fact that this woman thinks she still can pull an 8 and an 8's going to show up for a date, she deserves to get played like this so she can come back down to reality and maybe find what she's looking for and a happy family could be started. Well, let's be honest, the damage has already been done. So even if she do find a good guy, that's not happening.
Don't you ever write nobody off.
Absolutely nothing. And he goes to me, he goes, oh, something's just popped up with my dad. And I was like, oh, that old fucking chestnut, is it? I said, communication's nice, you know, would be nice to know that you're not coming, you know, yes or no, like, is she cancelling on me? And he's like, no, I never said that, babe. And I was like, well, what is it then, you stupid twat?
I mean, how ghetto is that? Very.
Because they don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you.
You refer to men as being a stupid twat? Yeah, maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe he heard you talking like that at some point. And what is it with the most demonic women wearing crosses on their neck? Can somebody please answer me that? There's a cornucopia of reasons why he may have ghosted you. But I assure you nothing was going on with his dad. I can pretty much promise you that.
Oh, best tell them, because that would be me. I'd be panicking. Like, fuck, I was meant to go meet this person. I'd be on the phone. I'm so sorry. So sorry. This has happened. Do you mind if we reschedule? Nothing. And he's been online. Blocked. I'm going out to the pub, mate. He can actually fuck right off. He's not even fit, mate. He's shorter than me.
I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
Oh, now you're gonna bash him. He was good enough for you to make this long TikTok about and be completely embarrassing. So I don't want to hear about how he was short, he was ugly. You loved him. And you love him even more now that he ghosted you. And you going to the pub and getting boinked by some rando, you know, isn't going to make you feel better in the long run. It might make you feel better for the night, but when you wake up, you're going to feel like double trash.
Everybody can't go to college.
And I don't even know if that makes sense, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. You just got used by somebody you didn't even know and you got ghosted. So now your life is even worse and you're even more damaged than before.
I would rather remain single the rest of my life than settle for someone that isn't 100% perfect for me. If I only live once, why would I settle? Why would I not be 100% happy?
Lord Jesus.
Where do I start? There's no one on the planet that's 100% tailored just for you. That's absolutely ridiculous. It's absurd. It's immature. Did I say stupid? Did I say unattainable? I could think of some other words, but y'all get the point. That's not a thing. And actually, based on 5 seconds, you know, of watching a video of you, I don't think you would even be kind of good for most guys. guys, if not all guys.
How rude!
Who did this to your brain? Was it Disney? Was it your dad? Okay, I got a better guess. It was your dingbat friends and social media who did this to your brain. Every person who gets in a relationship has to settle because everybody has multiple flaws that could easily be deal breakers. In my opinion, there's no human on earth who don't have at least three flaws that somebody could reasonably say, nah, I can't do it. That's a deal breaker. And there's going to come a point in your life where having a man isn't going to be like just this cute thing that's supposed to mimic your favorite romantic comedy. You're going to need a man for practical reasons, and you're not going to be able to get one. And that's when all this reality that I'm talking is going to hit you. They never get it until it's too late, and they're in a dire position. Oh, and this other thing you said about being happy. Being in a relationship is not about being happy. Being in a relationship is about loving somebody through the thick and thin, with all their flaws, and being dedicated to being there for them for a lifetime. And them doing the same thing in return. You're going to be unhappy sometimes. There might be 2 years where you're unhappy. That's just life, period. No matter what path you take in life, there's going to be some times where you're really unhappy. And you can't jump ship every time you're unhappy. Can you imagine if you left every job the moment you were unhappy with it? Can you imagine if you stopped talking to any relative who ever made you unhappy for a second and just, you know, disowned them for life? It's a ridiculous concept.
And this is the part that women need to pay very close fucking attention to. But even then, they don't like this because it calls for them to apply thought after it. And no woman likes extra thought outside of being able to get what she wants because she's a woman, right? This is the part where women just completely disconnect. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad? Or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
If I had a boyfriend, I would call my boyfriend and I would say, hey, boyfriend, I have to go get my oil changed. Can you pick me up when I get there? And he would say, yes, my lady lover. I will be there.
Bitch, are you retarded?
They got to come up with these fake situations. They got to come up with these scripts because they're so damn unbearable. They can't get a man in real life. This woman has no idea what the real interactions are between a decent man and a decent woman. This is some childish bullshit. I would expect this from a 6 or 7 year old. She's probably 23, 24. And this is what men have to pick from these days.
That's a damn shame.
I'd take my car to go get my oil changed, and then he'd pick me up, and then we would go get some coffee and go feed some little ducks or something. And then the oil change people would call me and be like, hello, ma'am, your oil change is done. And I'd say, okay, be right over.
Honestly, it doesn't seem like that much different.
And then my boyfriend would take me, and then I'd have my car. But instead, I have to go and sit in that icky little space and, think about how I don't have a boyfriend.
Why the f*** am I single, bro? Why the f*** am I single? Guys, I've been single. I'm gonna be single. Oh my God. I'm gonna be single.
I mean, yeah, women don't want to deal with discomfort at any point in their life. They want to be princesses. You know, they want the man to take care of everything. They want the man to do everything and shield the woman from any unpleasant situations, any discomfort, any turmoil. And that's just not how the world works. And you don't want a woman like that. You want a woman who is willing to go through the storm with you and actually be useful in the middle of a storm and not just, you know, get in the fetal position. Other than her hoes, I don't see this woman benefiting any man in any way.
Inconsiderate prick! You're a prick!
But for the sake of all the people she's going to be a burden on if she don't find a mate in life, I hope I'm wrong.
Serious question. How are you supposed to get over someone who is on your mind 24/7 when you go out and just do normal things and there's just memories everywhere? I just don't know how you're supposed to get through it when you love that person so much.
Oh my God.
And you just wanted to be with them forever. And now they're not here, and it's just so painful, and it's been 2 months, and I feel like it's just getting worse. Is anyone else feeling this way, or is it just me? Because I seriously just, I don't even know how to feel, how I should feel this.
You should be very suspicious that she's not going into any detail about why they're not together in the first place. It's probably something embarrassing. It's probably something she did, honestly. Or he was a Chad and he never really cared about her in the first place. And he wouldn't even understand the depth of this TikTok if he came across it. He'd be like, what the hell is her problem? I was just hitting it, you know, Wednesdays and Saturdays every other month. What is this talk of love and I can't get over it? It was just a situationship. What's this chick's problem? That's probably what he would say about this.
I'm so tired. I'm so tired.
We will return after these messages.
I think I'm going to be alone forever.
You
and that thought on a Monday morning is just brutal, to be honest. So I had some news yesterday about my ex that I just feel like set me back. It's just set me back a little bit. Okay. It's not even that bad, to be honest, but...
Why are you still stalking?
You know how it goes. You just have good and bad days. And right. I've been so good for the last few months. I haven't been upset about it. I've just been getting on with my life.
Right.
Have ruminated a little bit more than I'd like to, but just getting on with life.
How often did you beat his ass?
No, I'm the victim.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy.